Hey everybody, this is The Other Side. Gonna be a hard time for on this side because I can't think of too much to say. I just hope everybody's okay and that I got my Navy Commendation Medal with the Combat V. I thought you'd be glad to hear about that. That's pretty good, I think. That's about all I got to contribute to my deeds out in the bush. That little old green and white job you do with the green V in it. Or the silver gold V in it. Gold V in the middle. Oh yeah, last week I heard that one of my buddies got killed. He was in my platoon when I was in Charlie Company out in the boonies. They caught a real big catch, about a 28-ton of rife up near the DMZ, and for that they got rewarded to, most of the company went down to Da Nang for the commandant. When the commandant came here to Vietnam, they were his security for the commandant, so they really made out pretty good for a couple weeks there, and they got to live high and be real classy. They made out pretty good. 2300 now. Groovy. 11 o'clock. So how are all the non-Vietnam protesters doing back there? I hear they're really putting up quite a storm there. Anti-Vietnam, anti-draft, all this bullshit. It's really unworthy of them. They don't deserve anything. They should be shipped out of the country. Someplace like Russia or Germany, East Germany. That would do them pretty good. Yeah, if you get a chance, I'd like you to send me some clippings out of the Chronicle. Let me know what's going on back there, or out of the Montague Observer or the White Lake or some of those papers. You know, like send me some clippings so I can find out what's going on, or you know anything about anybody that I knew that I went to school with or anything. Anything if they get married or something like that. Sure appreciate you letting me know about it. And check with Boardwell to find out where the hell Jimmy's at. He's supposed to be on a ship in the Mediterranean somewhere, I guess. I haven't heard from him in a while. I wrote to him about a month ago, and I haven't heard anything since then. So I don't know what the scoop is on him. He's probably too enticed with all those Mediterranean babes down in Italy and Spain, France, Greece, all real groovy countries he's going to be visiting while he's on tour. He's supposed to get home sometime this month and spend about a year in Virginia, and then go on USS Roosevelt, I think it was, for a tour over in Vietnam off the shore, you know. Aircraft carrier. So, he's got it pretty nice being in the Navy. They always skate anyway. Don't they, Dad? You should know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I finally got a letter from Fred, old boy. He's having a time of it down in Camp Lejeune, I guess. He wrote me, and I wrote back to him, so I'm hoping to hear from him pretty soon, find out what the scoop is on, see if he's coming back over here. If he comes back over here, I might extend just so, you know. Might be able to get him a skate job like mine, you know. I got a little bit of pull now with a brass around this place. And, might be able to fix something up for him. Right now I can hear a bunch of rounds going off. Sound like 155 defensive fire, night defensive fire. Or else it might be a bombardment, big old B-52 strike. Arc light's what we call it. They drop about 100, 500-pound bombs, you know, and they just scarf the area up. Just really makes a mess out of it. Oh yeah, before I get, they got some real good looking girls here in Clanktree City. It's pretty nice. Got a lot that work in the police department, you know, police headquarters, over at Cord's building. And work in the club, the bikers with the club. But you don't muck around with them too much because they don't, you know, the Americans are out for a little and they just don't want to get you any, so they just ignore you and give you a hard time and give you a come on and then they drop you straight and leave you hanging there. There's nothing to say, so sure not worth your time. I've been thinking about going to Sydney, Australia for an hour or up to Manila in the Philippines. I'm not sure though where I want to go. We got Filipinos who work here as mechanics. They work in the motor pool here at this place where I'm at now. And one of them gave me an address of a girl in the Philippines, so I decided to write her and see what she had to say. I sure hope you people have a good Valentine's this year, and I hope they have a nice 21st birthday just before I come home, and I'll have to celebrate it when I get home. We can go out to the bar and have a good old time. I'll take y'all out to dinner. How's that sound? How are Aunt Corky and Uncle Dick and Shelly doing? Is she expecting again yet? She better hurry up. She wants to get that old family up to snuff. Catch up with the rest of the Erdmans. She's slipping behind a little bit, I think. I hear they got a new Torino or something like that. 69 Ford Torino. Must be pretty nice. Well, all I got to say is, now that I'm done, this close to coming home, I sure hope none of these little groups screw me up so I don't make it. It will sure be a bad hit. I can't see spending all this time over here and getting wiped out my last 100 days. That would really be a drag. Couldn't see it. That'd be a low blow. Hitting below the belt, stuff like that. But it doesn't bother me that much. I just take days as they come, as they go. Just one day on to the next, and get a little bit shorter every other day. So I don't even think about that stuff. I suppose the old town is still as boring as ever. I think you would know more about that than you would, I guess. She's a little more active with the tinny bopper groups and stuff like that. But I hope to have a big party when I get home, maybe rent the VFW Hall or someplace like that, you know, to throw a big party. Maybe have all the, just have a, maybe a class reunion for the class of 66 or something like this, people I graduated with. I think that would be a pretty good idea. See if we can't get all the kids I graduated with together. I don't think anybody else has ever had a graduating party for our class. At least I haven't known about any. It's been 4 years now, or 3 years. 3 years since we graduated, so. About time somebody had one, I guess. Maybe I'll have one. I don't know. It depends on how my money situation is. I'm spending a lot of money on clothes and goofing around and stuff like that. Be lucky if I get to go on R&R because I've spent so much money already. But I've saved quite a bit too, so I think it's come out pretty even in the end. With the money going to the Pendleton Credit Union, a little bit of money in the Bank of America, a little bit of money in the Muskegon Bank Trust Company, so should all add up pretty good. And if I need any money, I can always borrow it from the Camp Pendleton Credit Union, because I got a good credit there because of my savings account that I got there. So shouldn't have any problem getting money when I get, if I get stationed in California, which I hope I do. So I hope I don't have any trouble financially with anything. That's one of the reasons why I'm glad this place gets $65 extra a month. That gives you a lot of money to party with, you know, other than your regular pay. Well, I don't know how boring this tape is to you, but it's getting pretty boring to me. It's long, drawn out affair. Can't seem to get to the end of the tape. It's really driving me nuts here, trying to think of stuff to say. Got some long-range patrol rations here. We usually eat if we get tired of going to the mess hall. Whew, get tired. And got coffee and lunch meat and stuff like that in case we get socked in by the gooks, you know, in case they really hit hard and we have to stay inside the compound where we got plenty of chow to eat. Got a stove and a refrigerator, so we're not too bad off in that category. The only thing we got air conditioners in our rooms, but it's so damn cold now that you need a heater. I gotta see about picking up a heater sometime tomorrow too. Hope I can find one, because it's really a pain in the ass freezing every night. That's probably why I got such a bad cold now. It's really bugging me. I sneeze about 50 times a day. That's real pain. Oh, Scotty and Kenny must be getting pretty big now. Kenny's 10 years old now. It's pretty good. And Wayne's really growing. His freshman pitcher I got really shows a big change in him. I suppose I'll really be surprised when I see him when I get home after being gone for a whole year. It's changed a whole lot, I guess, in a year. But it sure will be good to see you all again. It's one of the bad things about this place here, because you're over here so long and can't remember how old the kids are. You can't remember what they look like. You gotta look at all your old pictures, and just a pain in the neck that makes you homesick. And it's a real creepy place, really. So, really, number 10. Oh yeah, we got this big tall guy from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He saw Vicky's picture in my album here. And he really thinks she's quite a dish. Yeah. He's 21. He said he's gonna write to her one of these days. As soon as I give him the address, I guess he's gonna write. And then I'm gonna write to his sister. Play swap here. He's got a 17-year-old sister. I thought I'd write to her and then give him Vicky's address. See, now Anita's engaged. She's not gonna be available. So I'll let him write to Vicky and see what she thinks. He's about 6'5", weighs about 210 pounds, got brown hair, blue eyes. Or brown eyes, I don't remember, I don't pay that much attention. He's a baldy, going bald. But he's a real good guy, and maybe Vicky will enjoy writing to him. Sure, I get a kick out of it anyway, writing to an army guy over here in Vietnam. Give her something to do besides goofing around with all them kids back there. Give her something constructive to do. Ooh, that was a loud one there. Oh yeah, I'd like to have Vicky ask Janet Macon, you know, find out what the scoop is on her. I haven't heard from her in all of a month. She was writing pretty steady to me for a while, and then all of a sudden she hasn't written at all. I haven't been getting too much mail at all, really. Of course, I haven't been doing too much writing myself. Yeah, that's probably the reason why nobody writes to me, but Or else I've been over here so long that they forgot, you know. But that don't matter. 100 days and I'll be home and everything will be just as boring as usual probably, and I'll go out of my suck and won't know what to do. Hope to spend a little time down in Chicago. Me and Dennis from McHenry want to go to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin for the Playboy Club for a weekend, for maybe 3 or 4 days, something like that. Spend our money there and see how the broads are and stuff. This should be a pretty interesting weekend if we do go. Well, and finally, getting down toward the last 5 minutes of the tape or so, I can't really tell. There's not too much left. These things are a real pain. Well, it's 11:27 now. Gonna have to hit the rack as soon as I get finished with this tape here. Really beat. Didn't do too much today. Drive around. You gotta get me some glasses or something, because when I read, my eyes get real sore, I get real tired. Just, you know, got a lot of aches and pains everywhere, and don't know what's causing them. But probably just this damn cold I got. It's the main problem. My sinuses are all swollen, my nose is plugged up. Just everything you can think of is. It goes along with our sinus trouble. It's a big pain. Like I said earlier in the tape, if you want to, go ahead and tape over what I've sent. Then you can send it back to me. And then I can hear what you got to say. And it's pretty cool, you know, listen to a tape. So I like to hear letters too, but, you know, tape's got a little more zip to it, you know. Just like talking to you over the telephone, and it's really out of sight. I really like these tapes. So. Pretty good invention, whoever invented them. They're probably making beaucoup money, because all the servicemen over here buy them all the time, so they can send them to their girls, send them home, send them to their mother and father, grandmothers, sisters, just about anybody you can think of. Well, it's just about so long on this tape here. It's almost to the end, though, and hope you all write soon. Bye.